Unit 2. The Age of Discovery.
The year 1450 AD began a three-century era called the Age of Discovery that would see European influence spread throughout the globe. The impetus for this expansionism was commerce. European trade at the start of the 15th century was carried out primarily via land routes to India and the Far East, with gold, silver, silk, and spices being the products in highest demand. Two trends during the first half of the century pushed the Europeans towards the sea. The first was technological innovation, the introduction of improved sailing vessels, along with navigational tools like the compass and the astrolabe, made open ocean voyages feasible for the first time. Secondly, the Ottoman Empire to Europe's southeast was blocking the continent's access to overland trade. By 1450, Europeans were forced to search for new maritime routes if they wanted to acquire the Indian and East Asian treasures they desired. Portugal and Spain were the first to actively pursue this endeavor. While attempting to reach India by sailing across the Atlantic under Spanish sponsorship in 1492, the Italian explorer Christopher Columbus landed on an island in the Caribbean Sea. This was the discovery of the New World, lands that would feature prominently in the story of European expansionism in the centuries to come. In 1497, the Portuguese explorer Vasco da Gama carried out the first successful voyage from Europe to India by sailing around the southern tip of Africa. And in 1522, an expedition led by Ferdinand Magellan, another Spanish-funded explorer, completed an around-the-world voyage, signifying Europe's global presence. For several decades, Spain and Portugal remained the major players on the world scene. Spain managed to conquer the advanced native civilizations of present-day Mexico and South America, and both established trading posts throughout India, China, and Southeast Asia. At the same time, explorations were begun by three other European powers, Britain, France, and the Netherlands. Each charted vast areas of North America, hoping to find a northern sea passage to Asia. Though this prize did not exist, the three went on to claim portions of North America for their kings and reached Asia by other routes. In the 16th and 17th centuries, the wealth acquired from their newly conquered territories transformed the European kingdoms into overseas empires. The Americas proved rich sources of gold and silver, while Asian trade routes gave Europeans nearly unlimited access to the valuable spice trade. Colonies were founded all over the world to oversee the extraction and shipment of raw materials, and Europeans settled them in the tens of thousands, bringing their languages, religions, technologies, and cultural identities with them. Many effects of this mass migration were beneficial. A system of global trade was developed that eventually connected people and ideas from all over the world. Other consequences were not as positive. Entire cultures were eradicated, especially in the New World, and the colonies' labor demands gave rise to an international slave trade. The Age of Discovery eventually led to the Age of Imperialism, when an empire came to be seen as a precursor to wealth, and its size was thought to represent a nation's status.